For this, I'm going to assume that you're at your desk, wherever you are sitting. And when you're ready, you can close your eyes. Don't worry about what's on your desk or what's in front of you. Just close your eyes. And your feet are flat on the floor. And you're feeling what's touching the chair that you're on. How you're making contact with the chair, what parts feel heavy. And also check out how your feet are making contact with the floor. Maybe there's one foot that feels like it's making more contact, even if it's inside of a shoe. Check out the back of your right leg, how it's making contact with the chair, and the back of the left leg, how it's making contact. And is there a difference between your two legs? Does one leg feel bigger than the other, the right or the left? And then check out your sits bones, your right sitting bone and your left. And if one feels just sort of heavier, flatter. And your back against the back of the chair, the right side of your back. How much of the right side of your back is making contact? And the left side. And then bring your attention to the top of the right shoulder. Get a sense of where the top of the right shoulder is. And the bottom of the right earlobe. So there's a space between the top of the right shoulder and the bottom of the right earlobe. What's the size of that space between those two points, the top of the right shoulder and the bottom of the right earlobe? And then the top of the left shoulder and the bottom of the left earlobe, there's a space. What does that space feel like on that side? And then compare the two spaces, the one on the left side and the one on the right side, and do they differ? Does one seem bigger than the other? And just notice if you're taking any spontaneous deep breaths or yawning, right? There's some kind of re-regulation or shifting going on. If you were to draw the size and shape of your head, what would that look like? Any space between the bottom teeth and the top teeth? There doesn't have to be any, but you can check it out. And how your right eye feels in its socket. And the left eye in its socket. And does one of your eyes feel like it's being emphasized more than the other? Does one eye feel dominant, the right or the left? And then bring your attention back. We'll go back to the reference point of the sitting bones. The right sitting bone, how heavy or sharp does it feel? And the left. And has the way that they relate to each other changed since just a little while ago? Has one become even heavier than the other, or has the weight even between the two? since the beginning. And then start to come to a bigger picture. Put your whole body against the chair again, noticing now how you're making contact with the chair, and if that's changed since the beginning. Your feet on the floor. Does it feel like more of you is making contact now, without doing anything, without adjusting or shifting, but just by noticing these small distinctions and comparing? What's changed? And noticing your breath. And then when you're ready, you can open your eyes gently. And when you open your eyes, just take a look at what you are looking at. So whatever you see, let your eyes rest on, and just let your eyes take in whatever you're seeing. The color, the colors, the shapes. And then slowly maybe just move your eyes around a little bit. You can move your head with the eyes. Just looking around slowly around the room. And as you look, you can see what you see. Bringing that sense of awareness that you developed in this internal landscape, you're bringing it a little bit external now. As you look around, you can feel the air on your skin, resting whenever you need to or want to in the middle, with your eyes open, taking in the sounds. And then whenever you're ready, you can take your pen and notebook or on your computer and just in the room, the five senses. I see, I hear, I feel, I smell, I taste in any order. Keeping your hand moving with I feel, it's just kinesthetic and visceral, just what you feel on your skin and viscerally. Keeping your hand moving in the room. Continuing with the five senses. And then switching into a free write. And this free write can be anything you want it to be. It can be just in where you are right now, or you can be free writing into something specific that you've been wanting to free write into. So for the next little while, just let yourself free write. And then finishing up the next couple of sentences. And then for the final part, this kind of reflection or self-empirical part, take a couple of notes on some of the difference you felt between the constraint writing this time and the free write. How did they feel different from each other this time?